And we're going to do a bit of the reading. I apologize for not fitting it in, enough of it in. We are continuing our interlude, Marx's 18th Brumaire, before returning to the chapter Poisonous Pedagogy in Alice Miller's For Your Own Good. And recall as we read that we're on the lookout for hidden power, which exists in the creation of scarcity, making us hunger, as Townsend said, in the fostering of divisions, and Bentham said, in the fostering of divisions, in the widening of the gap between the elite and the rest of us, as Popper showed us, Plato emphasized, and in the installation of the utilitarian propaganda, the make use of the natural world mindset. And Martin Bernal has been key in helping us see that, as well as Alice Miller. And consider as well the implications of this utilitarian might makes right scarcity mindset thinking on Marx himself and on his resulting theory. Consider that he followed Plato's thinking, as Popper has shown us he did, even further in the equalitarian direction Popper suggested, and asked what leads to divisions in human society, and then answered an insufficiency materially. Hence, would be the conclusion, there must be the development of the productive forces. And given that might makes right, that's the message of the child rearing we're subjected to under class, these forces must be in the hands of we, the people. And given his no doubt, because this is also a mindset of class, his experience of abandonment, this inevitability of this outcome must be proven, and so conclusively that it will inspire we the people to hurry ourselves to it. Except his proof had the opposite effect. It misled the self-proclaimed leaders of the people to believe that, and we got a really good illustration of this from Kropotkin during the Paris Commune and the misguidance they received from Marx and Engels in London. It misled, and this whole notion of the vanguard, horrible. It misled the self-proclaimed leaders of the people to believe that history, quote unquote, that's, you know, the poisonous contribution of Hegel, history required them to harness our energy. That history required them to harness our energy. We saw this in this propaganda used most disastrously, if you exclude the Second World War, and or if, as Wallerstein said, combining the two together, one long war. Most disastrously in getting hit hard, folks, in Russia and China, that we have to, you know, engage, we have to conquer material want and need, because particularly because we are under assault by the West and blah, 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 you know, all of what happened. That it led to this propaganda that our energy had to be harnessed benevolently for the greatest good, for the greatest number, delivering us into the hands of Bentham, this was his contribution, one of them, into the hands of the power guys, now securely ensconced in their private place of hiding, from which they plot and plan their malevolence, dressed up as benevolence.